kind and full of grace, all righteous and compassionate is He. The Lord protects all those of childlike faith. When I was in great need, He rescued me. Here today, people of Walsall, share with you, tell you of the compassion of the Lord Jesus, our Savior, who had mercy upon us, righteous altogether, but compassionate to those, even to those of a childlike faith. All that's needed to trust in and to rest in Him. The only Savior, the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, sent into the world, appointed of God, anointed of His Father, sent to be a Savior of those who will only but trust in Him. Oh, if only you knew, if only I could make you understand the love, the compassion, the kindness that's to be found in Jesus Christ, my Lord. A Savior altogether, Savior of sinners, a Savior of the unrighteous, a Savior of those who have lost their way. We all like sheep have gone astray, the Bible says. Wandered our own pathway, the wrong pathway. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death, says God. Oh, the right path, the only path, the way that leads to salvation, the way that leads to righteousness, the way that leads to a hope that does not disappoint, the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says Jesus. Put your trust in Him. Put your faith in Him. A childlike faith. Oh, I tell you, the least degree of faith. Oh, the smallest grain, I tell you, seed of faith justifies, brings forgiveness, brings pardon, and brings rightness with God. He protects those of childlike faith, the psalmist, he says. In the book of the Psalms, want to speak to you from there today about the forgiveness of God. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word. It's offered to you freely. No cost, no obligation to you. Word of God written. These were written that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that through faith you might have life in His name. New Testament of the Bible, entirely offered to you freely, without cost and without obligation to you. You would like one, feel free to come and ask for one. There's some people amongst you, our Islamic friends, they'll tell you the Bible's been altered. They'll tell you the Bible can't be trusted. Well, that's not right. That's not even right according to their own faith. Because Muhammad, he says in the Quran, he says you're to trust in Moses, and you're to trust in the Injil. You're to trust in the Gospels, because they're true and they're right. So you see, my friend, the Bible, I can assure you, has not been altered. It has not been changed. The Word of God cannot be changed. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, God's word, says Jesus, abideth forever. Oh, you can trust God. You can take Him at His word. Not other men, not even me, but you can trust God. Believe in Jesus. Believe in His Son. Believe in the only begotten of the Father. He came full of grace and truth. compassion. He came to save. He came to bring mercy. He came to bring forgiveness. Only you had come to Him. Only you had trust. Only you had rest in Him. A childlike faith. Except you become as children with that childlike faith, says Jesus, and be converted. But I tell you, the least seed of faith in Jesus converts the soul. Converts the soul. Brings them to God. Reconciles them to God. The least, I tell you, the least grain of faith in Jesus brings salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. If thou canst believe, says Jesus, all things are possible to him that believeth. That goes out to you all here today, all who hear my voice, all who hear the preaching of the gospel. The call comes to you. Believe, only believe. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Faith, my friends, faith in Jesus, that's what you need more, I tell you, than anything else. In the book of the Psalms, we read, "But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me." God is a prayer-answering God. In all your afflictions, in all your troubles, in all your worries, in all your anxiety, in all the pain of life, in all the difficulties that life brings to you, if only you had called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is. If only you had prayed. If only you had called out to Him. He's a prayer-answering God. But you must come to Him, and you must pray in faith. You must pray believing. You must pray trusting Him, believing Him to answer your prayer, as the psalmist did. You must come to Him, my friends, turning from your sin, turning from the sin that brings the worry, that brings the woe, that brings the disappointment, that brings the afflictions upon you. My friends, turning from your sin, turning from all iniquity, from everything that you know to be displeasing to God, turning from it, and turning to Jesus, turning to the only Savior, turning to Him in faith, and calling upon His name. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall not be disappointed. God will hear your prayer. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall not be put to shame. God will exalt you. God, my friend, will save you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus that is, shall be saved. So today, my friend, today, don't delay. Call upon the name of the Lord. He's near to you. He's everywhere. He's the omnipresent God. There's nowhere that God is not present. The psalmist, he says, you go up, God's there. He says, you go down, He's there. You go to the left or the right, God is there. There's nowhere, my friends, that God is not. He's so close to you. In Him you live and move you and have your being. He holds your very next breath in the palm of His hand. His to give and His to take away. So, my friends, so near to you, only just a prayer away. Only if you would call in faith, believing as the psalmist, that He's a prayer-answering God, praying to Him, bringing your needs, bringing your troubles, bringing your afflictions, bringing your poverty, bringing your sickness, bringing whatever it is that troubles you, bringing your sins to him, my friend. He will hear you. He will answer you. He will come to you. He will save you. He will deliver you. The promise, oh, the promise is, my friend, the promise is, my friends, that all who hear the gospel, all who hear the word of God, and all who answer in repentance and faith, turning from their sin and turning to God and calling upon his name through his Son Jesus Christ, God will honor that. The least degree of faith, I tell you, the smallest grain of faith, my friends, God will answer. But all who pray, all sinners, my friends, that's all of us, my friend, born into this world, all who sin that come short of the glory of God, there's none of us escape. We're born of our mothers. We come into the world sinners, my friend. Shaped in iniquity, the psalmist, he said. And so, my friends, all sinners and all in need of God's grace, all in need of God's forgiveness, all in need of calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we might be saved. Oh, call today, my friends. Do not delay. The time is short. Call upon the name of the Lord that he might save you. The psalmist, he called and God answered his prayer, but you come to him. You come to him as a sinner. You don't come to him in your pride. You don't come in that arrogance, my friends, that some people express, as though God deserves them some kind of a favor. My friends, we don't deserve anything from God. We don't deserve the least of his mercy. But because of God's mercy, because of the abundance of his grace, my friends, in Jesus Christ, he sent his only begotten Son into the world that through him that we might be saved. Oh, call today, my friends. Come to God and come in the only way you can. Come as a sinner to Jesus. Come, my friends, seeking forgiveness. Not riches, not treasures, but seeking the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of God. This is the heart of the gospel, friends. That there is forgiveness with God, that he may be feared. God is a forgiving God, and God would forgive you in Christ today, but only in Christ. There's no other mediator. There's no one else who can mediate the forgiveness of God to you. Muhammad can't do that for you. The Pope can't do that for you. The local priest can't do that for you. The Watchtower Society can't do that for you. Only Jesus can do that for you. You come to God as a sinner, and you come to him through Jesus in order that you might obtain forgiveness, that your record, my friend, that your bad heart might be changed and your bad record cleared. Because you have a bad record. You have a record of sin all your days. Call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Madam, that's God's promise. You forgiven, dear? Are you a forgiven woman? Have you been to Jesus? Cleansed in the blood of the Lamb? Hallelujah, there's two of us here today. God bless you, my dear. The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. If you haven't been to Jesus and saved, haven't been washed in the blood of the Lamb, oh, you might be religious, but that's not the same thing. To be religious and to be unforgiven, I mean, what profit is there in that? You can be the most religious person, and you can be very diligent in your religiosity. But my friend, if your sins are not forgiven, if you're still in your sin, if you've not been to Jesus, if you've not been washed in the blood of the Lamb, here's your problem. Here's your problem with Islam. There's no forgiveness there. There's no means of you being forgiven there. There's no blood sacrifice. My friend, Moses said back in the Old Testament, he said, without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sin. No blood sacrifice in Islam. No forgiveness. You're still in your sin. Religious, but still in your sin. What good is that, my friend? God Himself, in His grace and His mercy, God Himself has provided the blood sacrifice. His only begotten Son, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He shed His blood on the cross so that sinners afflicted, torn, ruined, wounded, broken, distressed in your daily lives, so that you can come to Jesus, call upon His name, call upon the one who shed His blood on that cross, that you might be forgiven, or that you might be washed and made clean. But you've got to come as a sinner. No other way by which you can come to Him and be heard of Him and be answered by Him. You've got to come in faith, and you've got to come as a sinner. You've got to come believing that God is. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith in Jesus, that is. So you've got to come believing, trusting in Jesus to forgive you. And you've got to come as a sinner, as one who is ruined and undone, who was born in sin, lived in sin, a bad heart and a bad record, out of which comes just more and more sin. Oh, come to Him today and receive the forgiveness of God, the call. The call comes to all who hear. Call comes to you today also. Turn, my friends, turn today. Turn away from everything and anyone that you're trusting in. You're trusting in your religion, turn from it. You're trusting in yourself, turn from yourself. You're trusting in some kind of self-help mechanism, turn from it. Abandon it. Everything and anything. The government even, the nanny state, and put your trust in Jesus. Put your trust in Jesus, the mighty Son of God and God the Son, who stepped down into this world in the loving kindness of God, into this sin-cursed world, to suffer, to endure, and to take that cursed death on the cross so that you could come to God through Him, so that you could come as a sinner lost and undone, so that you could call upon His name in childlike faith, trusting in Him to do the business for you, and He will do it. Oh, come today. Do not delay, but come, my friends, in the only way that you can. Come to the loving Savior. Come to the Savior who loved sinners this much that He died for them. Will He turn you away? He says no. He says He will in no wise cast out any who come to Him. He cannot. His word depends upon it, my friends. He will not turn you away. Cannot turn you away. If you come to Him with the smallest seed of faith, come to Jesus as a sinner today, and He will have you. He will receive you and he will bless you, and he will save you, forgive you. Everything that you ever did, he will forgive you. And he will reconcile you. Reconcile you to his Father. Reconcile you to God. No longer classed as an enemy against God. No longer classed as a hater of God. Unacceptable to God. Unrighteous, unholy, and undone. But reconciled on the basis of the love of Jesus. On the basis of God's love in Jesus Christ, reconciled to God, at one with God, no longer an enemy, no longer separated from God by your iniquities, but all of them forgiven. No more condemnation. All the condemnation gone. Forgiveness, reconciliation. The love of God in Jesus Christ, never to be separated from it ever again. Oh, forgiveness, reconciliation, the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, a perfect righteousness, I tell you, given to you, the gift of God, my friends, given to you, and all for coming to Jesus, all for trusting in Jesus, all for putting your faith in him, the only Savior, only mediator between God and men, the only one who can bring you back to God, the only one who can save you from your sin, the only one who can reconcile you to God, no other. Oh, trust in Jesus today. Only believe, he said. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Faith, my friend, that's what he requires of you, to trust in him. Eternal life, my friend. My sheep I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Save for time and for eternity. In the arms of Jesus. Oh, trust in him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But everybody who calls upon the name of the Lord, they must forsake their iniquity. God will not hear men or women who harbor sin in their hearts. You come to Jesus. You come to God through his Son, Jesus Christ, harboring sin in your heart with the intent of clinging to your sin, clinging to your idolatry, clinging to your blasphemy, clinging to your, whatever your sin be. God not hear you. God not answer you. If you harbor sin in your heart, it must be forsaken. You must turn from it. That's what the word repentance means, my friend. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. How? Through Jesus. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will pardon. He will abundantly pardon. Show mercy even. The merciful kindness of God in Jesus. Yours, my friends, today. Yours today. If you would but pray. If you would come as a sinner to Jesus. If you would call upon his name. If you would come, my friend, with all your sin. Coming from it. Letting it go, my friend. Letting it go. Losing it, my friend. He's only asking you to let go that which is destroying you. You're trusting in idolatrous religion. That will destroy you. Your sins, my friends, what are they? He's only asking you to leave your fornicating behind. Huh? He's only asking you to leave your fornicating behind. He's only leaving you. He's only asking you to leave your drunkenness behind. He's only asking you to leave your drugs behind and come to Him. He's only asking you to leave that which is destroying you. These things and more are destroying you, my friend. God gave us His law. And what did He give us His law for? Those Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before Me. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Why did God give us that law? To protect us, my friend. Not to restrict us, but to protect us. Because the contrary to God's law, my friends, destroys us. Can't you see it? Can't you see it in your world today? Can't you see it in your society today? These are the very things that are destroying your society. Why you've got a government you can't trust. Why you've got nobody in your nation that you can trust. Why you've got violence and drugs. Why you've got killing by abortion and euthanasia. Because a nation that's forsaken God's law. A humanity that has forsaken God's law. My friends, is faced with nothing but ruin. So Jesus is only asking you to leave behind that which is destroying you. Leave it behind and come to Me, says Jesus. Where do I leave my drunken, you say? Where do I leave my drugs? Where do I leave my fornicate? Where do I leave my sodomy? Where do I leave my idolatrous religion? You'll leave it at the foot of the cross. Because that's where and how you come to Jesus. You come to Him. You come to Him in faith. And you come to Him as a sinner. And you come with your sin because that's all you've got. And you leave it at the foot of the cross. And you cry out to the mighty Son of God, "Have mercy upon me, Son of David." And my friends, trust Him. Trust Him to take your sin away. Trust Him to take your sin so far away that not even God Himself can find it. Trust Him to take your sin away so far, my friend. As far as the east is from the west, an infinite distance, your sin blown into infinity. Not because you deserve, not because you merit, only the grace of God, only the wonderful grace of God in Jesus. The law came by Moses. The law came by Moses to protect us. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ to save us. To save us, my friend. Come to Jesus. Come with your sin. Lay them before the cross and cry out to the Son of God that He have mercy on your sin-sick soul, that He save you. But if you cherish sin in your heart, you think you can come to the cross and receive the forgiveness of Jesus and then pick up your sin and walk away again? No way, my friend. No way. That's not going to happen. No, you bring your sin there and you leave it there at the foot of the cross. You're done with it now and forever. Yeah. No coming back. You burn your bridges. And you confess the Lord Jesus Christ before men, like I'm doing here today. You burn your bridges. You make it clear you belong to Jesus, your faithful Savior. And you confess His name before men. Even if they kill you for it. Even if they kill you for it. Even if they persecute you, you confess his name, the name of your faithful Savior, who brought forgiveness to you, who brought eternal life to your soul. But if you cherish sin in your heart, he will not hear you. He will not hear you. His ears are closed, my friend. But if you desire forgiveness, if you desire to be washed and made clean, if you desire to be right with God, if you desire wholesomeness, if you desire the power to live, if you desire to be right with God, if you desire one day to go to heaven, then today come to Jesus. Come in faith. Come believing. Come as a sinner. Come to the cross. Bring your sins with you and leave them there at the cross. And by faith receive the forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ. Abundant, I tell you. Oh, seek him. Seek him sincerely. You will not be disappointed. Call upon his name. Pray, my friend, as the psalmist did. Pray. And do it sincerely. You will not be disappointed. He'll hear you. He'll answer you. But my friend, all my friends, call upon the name of the Lord. Seek ye the Lord. What do you say?
Make me rich.
That's the last thing you need.
Make me rich.
That's the last thing you need. Make you sober. How you doing, pal? I'm good.
How long have you been here?
Half an hour.
Fucking 35 years.
See, my friends, riches, the man says, want riches. Drunk out of his mind and wanting riches. Last thing that you need, my friends, is the unsearchable riches of Christ that you need. That's what you should covet. Forgiveness, reconciliation, rightness with God, eternal life in the name of the Lord Jesus. That should be the desire of your heart. Seek him sincerely. Seek him with all your heart, he says, and you will find him. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He calls upon you today. Calls upon you, every one of you, under the sound of my voice here today. He calls on you. Seek ye the Lord. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. The thinking, my friend, wrong thinking leads to wrong lifestyle. Let the wicked forsake his way, his lifestyle, and the unrighteous man, his unrighteous thinking, his wrong thinking, wrong-headed. You get the Bible, and you open the Bible, and you read the Bible. You read God's infallible word. And here, my friends, you find instruction. You find what it means to repent. You find out what it means to really believe, to trust in Jesus. You begin to think God's thoughts after him. And you find your life changing. You find your heart being transformed. Oh, I tell you, my friends, all the riches, all the grace and the riches that are to be found in Jesus, if only but that you would trust him, only that you would believe, only that you would come to him today in faith. In faith, my friends, as a sinner, lost and undone, coming, my friends, with all your sins, and I tell you, whatever they are, however great they might be, however many they might be, however disgusting you think they might be. Our hymn writer, he said, the vilest offender who truly believes that moment, a pardon from Jesus, the sinner receives. Forgiveness, my friend. Whatever you've done, whatever you've been sleeping, whoever you've been sleeping with, there is forgiveness, my friend. Grace and truth and forgiveness and reconciliation and eternal life, unsearchable riches, I tell you, such as the world cannot give you. Can you not see? This world is passing away. And the lust of it, my friend, is passing away. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Kingdom of God, my friends. Only kingdom left standing at the end. The victorious King Jesus, who conquered sin and death and hell, who not only died on that cross to reconcile sinners to God, but rose mighty from the grave and alive forevermore and returning in glory to judge the world in righteousness. And at the end, the only kingdom left standing, the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ. His lamb will be gone. Roman Catholicism will be gone. The Watchtower Society will be gone. Atheism will be gone. The ungodly, unholy, unrighteous will be gone. But all, and the very least of them, who have trusted in Jesus, who have believed in the Son of God, who have come with a faith the size like a grain of mustard seed, will be standing in the kingdom of God victorious. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith in Jesus, in the mighty Son of God, God manifest in the flesh, and God set forth before you today, the mighty Son of God, the promise of God declared amongst you, issued, declared, repent ye and believe the gospel, in order that you might enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, my friend, already with that excuse, but no excuse then. No excuse then, my friend. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You believe with the heart, and you confess with the mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that God has raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved in the way of faith, in the way of believing in the Son of God. Only believe, he said. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Salvation, grace and truth, forgiveness, reconciliation, righteousness, peace with God, and life everlasting, eternal, through Jesus Christ. And for the one of believing, trusting in He who has done all the work, He who has done the business, He who has done everything and done it well, says the Bible. Done all things well. It is finished, He cried from the cross. Finished. Nothing for us to do but trust. Nothing for us to do but believe and receive the benefit of all that Jesus, the Son of God, accomplished in His dying and rising. To know God in a covenant of friendship. To know God and to know Jesus Christ. This, my friends, is eternal life. Eternal life in the name of the Son of God. Believe today. Believe today. Repent ye and believe the gospel, says Jesus. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye also. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. You'd like to have a copy of God's word. His written word offered to you freely. No cost, no obligation to you. Like a copy of God's word, you come and ask for one. Gladly, freely, place into your hand. Like a copy of God's word, come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy, mercy, I say, upon your precious, never dying souls.